AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. It's unclear how much of Ukraine remains under Ukrainian control and how much or little Russian forces have seized. Russian troops are bearing down on the capital, Kyiv. Ned Price at the State Department says the Kremlin continues to use disinformation,
including false reports alleging, again falsely, the widespread surrender of Ukrainian troops. Moscow is resorting to outright lies in an effort to weaken the resolve of Ukraine's military and of its people.
The Biden administration says it will move to freeze the assets of Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. A reporter asked Press Secretary Jen Psaki why the president won't talk to Putin.
Because he's invading a sovereign country.
Ukrainian President Zelensky and his cabinet are in Kyiv and say they are not leaving. Big gains on Wall Street today. The Dow up 834 points. President Biden has made his Supreme Court pick. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
She would be the high court's first black woman. Jackson is a federal appeals court judge here in Washington. In the president's words, a proven consensus builder and someone who knows the law must work for the American people.
She strives to be fair, to get it right, to do justice.
Standing alongside him in the White House.
Thank you again, Mr. President, for this extraordinary honor.
If confirmed, Jackson would replace Justice Stephen Breyer, for whom she once clerked, as the court weighs cases including abortion and voting rights. Sagar Magani, Washington.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says if you live in an area where the coronavirus is posing a low or medium threat to hospitals, you don't have to wear a mask.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when our levels are low, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things get worse in the future.
People in areas considered high risk should still mask up. This is AP News. Hong Kong announced a sharp rise in coronavirus cases.
Health officials say the new daily count has topped 10,000 after climbing to 8,000 earlier this week in the spiraling outbreak. The city's been reporting about 50 deaths a day, too, many among the unvaccinated elderly. Mainland experts and builders are putting up temporary testing facilities and building isolation centres to handle the burgeoning caseload. The zero COVID approach requires the isolation of anyone who tests positive, even without symptoms, to prevent spread. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Canadian judge denied bail to a prominent organizer of the three-week convoy protest against coronavirus measures in Ottawa. Pat King was arrested last week and faces charges that include mischief and counseling to commit mischief. The judge said he's not satisfied that King, if released, wouldn't commit offenses similar to those he's accused of. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.